You are live right now in the Listener Lounge with Taylor Swift. Y'all having fun? More with Taylor Swift coming up in 5 minutes on the new 93Q.
It's the new 93Q. It's the Q Morning Zoo. Tim Tuttle, Kevin Kline, and Jenny Law giving you a special afternoon performance because we are up close and personal live in the Listener Lounge with Big Machine recording artist Taylor Swift.
Hey.
So great to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Are you having as much fun as we're having?
Yeah?
You seem to, like, really enjoy performing.
I do, honestly.
At what age did you realize, you know what, I've got to be a performer?
When I was about 10, I think, was when it really hit me and sunk in. I started doing children's theater when I was, like, 9, and, you know, they would have these plays where if you were tall, you got to play an adult. You got to play, like, a lead. So when I was 12, I was Maria in Sound of Music, and I got to play Sandy in Grease and all this stuff. And all the parents used to come up to my mom and be like, you know, she sounds like a country singer. And my mom would be like, really? That's interesting, because that's all she listens to. And so I would drag my parents to karaoke contests and festivals and fairs and karaoke contests and Girl Scout meetings and Boy Scout meetings and garden club meetings and junior league meetings, and anywhere I could possibly sing, I would. And I'd take my little karaoke machine and I'd sing there. And I took a trip to Nashville when I was 11 and knocked on record label doors while my mom waited outside in a rental car. And I would walk in and I would talk to the receptionist and be like, hi, I'm Taylor. Here's my CD. I'm 11. If you could, like, get me a record deal, that would be really cool. Sort of. And that trip really made me realize that there are a lot of people that really want record deals in Nashville, and I had to figure out some insane way to try to be different. And so I went home, and I started writing songs and started playing guitar. And then I started playing singer-songwriter nights and coffee houses and any school event, anything that I could possibly do to get out there and plug in my little guitar and play. And, you know, after a while, I was so relentless and obnoxious that my parents finally gave in, and we all moved to Nashville, and we absolutely loved it. It was really amazing. And I started going to school in Hendersonville and started my freshman year of high school, and got signed as a songwriter when I was 14, and 2 years later got a record deal, and now here I am, and it's awesome.
What songs were you doing then? I mean, obviously when you're 11, you're not writing your own stuff. Were you doing, like, Dolly Parton?
Yeah, Dolly Parton, Here You Come Again, Goodbye Earl by the Dixie Chicks, Faith Hill songs, Shania Twain songs, Leanne Rimes songs.
Speaking of which, Dolly Parton, you cited her many times in many interviews being a major influence. New Q Morning Zoo is going to have an interview with her on Wednesday. Is there anything that we need to ask Dolly Parton that you want to know?
Oh, my gosh.
Anything on your mind? I mean, just, you got one question for Dolly Parton.
I don't really have a question. I just have an observation that she's probably the wittiest artist that I've ever seen. Just the way that she comes up with things so off the key and just right off the cuff. It's like total brilliance. It's
right.
Amazing. I don't even... I mean, what do you ask Dolly Parton? It's like you ask her everything.
I'm going to ask her where my wallet is.
I have to write down 50 questions for you after this.
I'm gonna ask her where my wallet is. I lost it on the tornado in Dollywood about 5 years ago, and I want to see if she has it. That's what I'm going to ask her. You probably have more important
stuff.
That's
a very productive question.
I'm frivolous.
You could get it back.
I'm frivolous. I am.
I'm sure she has it with her.
Well, you know, maybe a check or something like that with interest. That would be great. She can afford it. Taylor Swift, everybody, up close and personal in the Listener Lounge.
3Q, we are up close and personal live in the Listener Lounge with Taylor Swift. You mentioned just a little while ago that Sound of Music and Grease, you were in plays.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite Grease song?
Probably Summer Lovin'.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good one.
Definitely.
Can you do a country?
And
what?
You're the one that I want. We have been known to bust out in airports.
Really?
Like, it's really ridiculous. It's really embarrassing. So, yes, definitely. Love Grease.
Well, we love embarrassment.
Does that sound like?
Hold on.
Do you want to play that?
What? Does TSA allow that? Does TSA allow you just to bust out into Grease? I figured that they'd pick in the back room, you know?
I got chills. Oh, God. No. You got to start it out. It's a guy part first.
I don't think my mic is on.
You can tell his rock roots are going.
Come on, come on. Do you want to sing it, Paul?
I don't know.
I got chills. They're multiplying. Sink in trouble. Cause that power you're supplying, it's electrifying.
Take it away, okay. Sandy.
So go.
Better shape up. Cause I need a man.
I need a man.
And my heart is set on you. Better shape up. You better understand. It's in my heart, I must be true.
For me and you. You're the one that I want.
You are the one I want. Awesome.
That's the best we can do.
Hey, Grant.
It's so bad.
Grant, I could have asked you guys to do the Sound of Music, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, you know? So, hey, you got off easy right there.
Oh, my God.
If we would have known, we'd have worked on that.
Hey, Taylor.
It was possibly the worst thing ever. Awesome.
No, that's good. I'm just surprised you don't get corralled into the back room. I thought TSA said, you know, no gels, no grease songs.
Yeah.
Obviously, you bypassed that. Getting back to the Tim McGraw song real quick. That's about your boyfriend, Brandon, when you were moving to Tennessee.
I never had a boyfriend in Brandon.
That wasn't it?
Did you have somebody named Brandon say he dated me?
Yes. He said you wrote that song for him when you were moving to Tennessee, and that was the song you wrote for him, and he says he's still not broken up with you yet, and he can't wait for you to come back. He's going to take you to dinner. That's not true?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
This
guy is awesome.
It's creative, though.
Oh, a guy named Brandon.
Like, no, because...
Says you're not broken up yet. He wants to check. Yeah.
Okay, cool. There was, though, that guy, I'll tell you the real story. You want the real story?
Yes, please.
Or we could elaborate on the fake story.
Because I'm a big rumor spreader if I don't know the real deal.
Okay, good. Awesome. Love that. that's a good quality in people right there. But basically, I wrote that song when I was, first of all, I moved from Tennessee. I moved from Pennsylvania when I was in eighth grade. And I did not write Tim McGraw in eighth grade. I think that would be disturbing. And I moved to Tennessee, and I met this guy, and I dated him all my freshman year. Oh, my God, he was so cute. He was like a senior, so we dated for a year. And I broke up with him because I knew music was going to have to be number one, and a guy couldn't be. And music had to be everything. And I couldn't split my time, and I couldn't split my energy, and I couldn't split the passion. So I broke up with him. Great guy, nice guy, not named Brandon. You know, we're not in touch. His new girlfriend's not a Taylor Swift fan, but it's cool.
Is he even allowed to listen to your tunes? I bet you she shuts it off right there.
Oh, I've heard stories about that, yeah. I've heard that I'm like banned from certain fraternities in his college.
I told you, no Taylor. Go with Leanne Rimes. Put that in there right now. Now, you just did the mini cover of Grease right there.
It was the worst cover ever.
Well, I said mini. But I heard recently you did Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll somewhere.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I
heard it's so good that it may have to be on your set list for when you go on tour. That's what I heard.
Who told you that?
I hear things.
That's cool. Come on.
Are you going to do I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett
right
now?
Oh, my God. Well, this was at a disco party that we did. It's for Country Radio Seminar. They have all these cool parties, and after one of them, it's like this 70s party, disco party. And so I show up all, like, brown wig, like, 70s headband, like, black tank top, black leather pants, like, completely 70s out in, like, the more, like, rocker kind of 70s, like, not as much disco 70s. And I sang a Joan Jett song, and it was really fun, and I ripped off the wig halfway through the song. It was really fun.
I heard it was awesome. I heard it was, like, one of those lighter-in-the-air moments. Everybody was, like, going, wow.
That's so cool.
Is it going on the set list now? It has to. You got to talk to Joan. She needs the money. Come on.
I'll kind of, you know, I'll think about it.
Okay. All right. And then if we ever hear it, we'd be like, that all started in Houston. We influenced her to do put that on the we'll own that then.
It's the new 93Q, up close and personal with Taylor Swift live in the listener lounge. You talk about dressing up in a 70s kind of rocker outfit. Last time we spoke with you was right before Halloween. How'd the Chewbacca outfit go over?
Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Yeah?
It was like the highlight of my life. No, actually. You know, well, I don't know. For Halloween, I'll catch everybody up. Like, all these... I don't know. I've had the same best friend since freshman year, and I only have one friend. And, like, in freshman, we were, like, the weird girls, you know? Like, in freshman year, like, we were the ones in class that, like, talked to Napoleon Dynamite, like, 24/7. And we're like, hey, what did you do yesterday? Nothing, I just practiced my moves, so it's no big deal. And, like, it was really lame, and, like, and we, like, created our own language and stuff, and, like, all the other girls are, like, putting on their lip gloss, like, rolling their eyes, like, oh, my God, they're so lame. So basically, I've had the same best friend since freshman year, and we've always done things a little bit different than everybody else. And so all the girls at our high school for, like, senior year, you know, they're going all out. They're dressing up as, you know, cute waitresses, cute nurses, cute, like, police officers, cute everything. Everything was cute and had, like, minimal clothing. And so we decided to dress up as Chewbacca in full-body fur suits. And I don't know. It was fun.
Did you have the Chewbacca growl? Can you do it?
I'm not doing it right now.
Come on.
I covered Grease for you. What more do you want?
You did it for us. Wait. You did it for us last fall when you were in town.
I know, so why don't you just replay that?
But no, it wasn't. You wouldn't do it on the air. You did it behind the scenes. So I did, like, my rendition of you doing it on the air.
I have to keep some things to the imagination.
Okay, I understand.
I told you so much.
Well, what I'm seeing is a nice little montage. You go from the Grease song into I Love Rock and Roll into a Chewbacca
wave. Let's see how weird we can make Taylor look today. Let's see how we can make everyone who may have thought she was even a little bit cool not like her after today.
All right, coming up in moments, we will ask Taylor Swift the patented new Key Morning Zoo stupid questions. Can you do one more for us?
The what?
One more song? Can you do one more?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I figured you could.
Of course.
Unless you want to like do the freestyle extended remix version of the Grease song there. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do right now.
You know, whatever. We don't mess around.
Taylor Swift, everybody, up close and personal in the new 93Q Listener Lounge.
You, Tim Tuttle, Kevin Kline, Jenny Law, Taylor Swift, up close and personal, live in the Listener Lounge.
Now, you just got done shooting the video for that, didn't you?
I did. It's actually out. It's on, like, CMT.com and AOL and YouTube.
So you can find it.
You can find it, yeah. And it's premiering, actually, today, I believe, on CMT and GAC and stuff. So if you want to check that out, that would be awesome.
Your friend who you did the Napoleon Dynamite with, and Chewbacca, she's in this video,
she's
finally.
She's in the video. We're not talking in Napoleon Dynamite. We're talking in regular voices for a change. But, but yeah, I mean, we look kind of semi-normal in this one, so it's really cool.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so it's out there. We just have to find it right now, and it'll make regular rotation soon.
The basic premise of it, actually, Paul and Grant are in it, too, so you're seeing co-stars of videos. In the video, my band is this group of heathens and, like, you know, secret agent type people who will ransack your house if you break up with me. So
it's the modern day version of Fatal Attraction. Is basically
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not. It's not bad.
It's just little shenanigans,
in his house, like pranks, like toilet papering his whole house and stuff.
Yes, but you wrote this song, didn't you, Taylor?
It's yeah.
Okay. Stay away from Taylor and Carrie Underwood. One with the bat in the truck and the other one burning stuff.
We will break your truck and your house.
All right, you ready for the new Key Morning Zoo stupid questions? These are stupid questions.
I love stupid questions.
Okay, these are very dumb. First off, do chickens have large talons? Do they?
Yes.
If you're surfing and there's like you come up across a movie on TV and you're surfing, doesn't matter where it is in the movie, you'll stop and watch it. What movie is it?
Love Actually and Drop Dead Gorgeous. Have you ever seen that movie with the Minnesota accent and stuff?
That's good.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Think they'd have the parking lot of America for the Mall of America.
Oh.
But they don't.
Did you see something wrong?
No, it's the best movie ever.
Hey, Kev, we did a movie together. What do they call that when something's wrong with, what is it, clarity? What is that?
Us and clarity?
Yeah.
That doesn't go.
I forget what that is. Okay, next stupid question. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest celebrity who said that they are a fan of yours. Doesn't have to be in country music. Could be anything.
Daughtry.
Who?
Really? Chris Daughtry.
He said he's a fan of yours.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah, he was really nice at the Grammys. I met him, and it was really cool. Let me think of some others. Ooh, Miley Cyrus.
She said she's a big fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was cool.
See, that diffuses the doll competition because, you know, you know you want to sell more dolls.
No, our dolls are our dolls would be friends.
You'll get a dream house.
Okay, so your doll won't pop off the head of her doll.
Yeah, our dolls could, like, room together in a little dollhouse and stuff.
The dreamy celeb guy, who is he?
Huh?
The celeb guy, he's dreamy to you. You like him.
Celeb
he makes
guy.
You nervous. Who?
Mm.
Don't say Zac Efron either,
no,
don't,
I'm
please.
Not
thank
say
you.
That. Don't worry about that. I don't know. Can we come back to that?
Yeah.
Because I need to think about it.
We'll save that one for later.
Okay.
Guilty pleasure song that you listen to and you crank up.
Guilty pleasure song.
You don't exactly.
Oh, I have my answer for the dreamy celeb guy.
Oh, let's go back to it. We're shuffling.
Okay. See, that happened really, a lot quicker than I thought. I'm obsessed with Grey's Anatomy. Is anybody here obsessed with Grey's Anatomy a lot?
McDreamy or steamy?
It's not who you think. Does anybody remember Denny, who was like Izzy's? Okay, I'm so obsessed with him, it's not even funny. And, like, anybody off of CSI, too, I met the guy who plays Warwick on CSI Las Vegas in the ACMs, and I started crying.
Seriously?
Like, really bad, like, really, really creepy. Like, oh, my God, I love you. And he was like, okay. No, but he was like, really nice about it. But I became, like, very super fan.
Are you the girl that does the Burn the Picture song? I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, and one thing about Taylor Swift that nobody knows.
One thing about me that nobody knows.
The Chewbacca impersonation?
Huh?
The Chewbacca impersonation.
But we know that. But
you guys know that.
We do, yes, you're right.
I'm trying to think of, you know, even the things you don't know.
But you pretty much put it out there anyway.
I mean, pretty much do.
Yeah.
There's really not a lot about me that I don't talk about.
Uh-huh.
So
you're home alone in your room.
Well,
Friday night,
I never dated
Saturday
a guy named Brandon.
There's a guy in Pennsylvania named Brandon. You might want to, like, put the cease and desist on him. He's a little nutty crazy. Did y'all have fun today? Did everybody have fun? It has been Taylor Swift up close and personal right here live in the new 93Q Listener Lounge. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you so much.
The new 93Q. The best music in Houston.
You're still around to write this letter.